Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Hey, Ben. It's an absolutely fabulous... Okay, it's going to be a little breezy today, so we're going to have 15 to 20 mile per hour winds going down to 10 to 15 by Sunday. If you don't like the strong wind on the golf course, you may want to wait till tomorrow to get out and play, but have some fun. Practice your wind game. The windward and Mauka section, partly to mostly cloudy with some scattered showers. On the leeward side, partly cloudy with isolated showers. So in addition to a little bit of wind, we're going to get a little bit of rain. The high today, 83. Feeling rather warm, doesn't it? Trade winds, of course, are with us, fortunately. And tonight, between 67 and 72. It sure is nice when it's about 67 degrees underneath the covers. And then you go outside and go, ooh, what happened? All right, what happened? First off, we've got Scottie Scheffler. He's tied for a fifth right now on the PGA Tour. Now, he could make it a three-peat. He could win three times in a row if he were to win today. Now, yesterday, you may have noticed a little bit of a problem that some of us share with a putter. You think it's so close that just a tap in will do it. Rolled by twice. Ouch. Very painful. And the other on the LPGA Tour, Nelly Korda, she's 10 under, tied for 11th. She could also three-peat three times in a row if she were to win this weekend. Alison Corpuz is 7 under, doing quite nicely, while Hannah Green leads. And a whole bunch of names that you've been following for a long time, including Rose Zhang, who's not that long, she missed the cut. And so did Arya Jutanugarn. The cut was low. The ladies are hitting it low. All right, we've got a 9 o'clock at Poipu for you, a 9:06 at Makalei. We've got a 9 o'clock at Poipu. Did I mention that? Yes. An 8:50 at Turtle Bay and a 9:20. Royal Hawaiian Country Club has a 9:16 and 11 o'clock. And the Weekend Warriors are heading out there. Some of you all hit the sweet spot every time. Wailea, the gold course, aerated. So it's a reduced fee. Yay. There's an 8:30, an 8:40, 11:40. Emerald, 8:40, 11:20. And on the blue course, a 9:30 and an 11:30. And at Kapalua, there's a 9:30 and a 10:40. That's the plantation course. All right, we're going to be back with Karen Palacios Jensen, cardiogolf.com. You'll find her there. She created Cardio Golf LPGA Master Teaching Professional, as well as PGA Master Teaching Professional. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Pro Camera Hawaii. Quality cameras to capture the memories, now in the Pro Kai Shopping Center. Aloha Power Equipment, your landscape superstore. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. We put power at your fingertips. The Honolulu Sign Company, branding, banks, shopping centers, businesses, and hotels since 1939. Claude Brousseau, master teaching professional at the Wailea Golf Academy. The Aloha Section PGA, teach your children to play golf, the gift that lasts forever.
Karen Palacios Jensen, cardio golf creator. She's got Cardio Golf TV as well. PGA and LPGA Master Teaching Professional, lead instructor for Golf Channel, Golf Digest Top 50 Best Golf Fitness Trainer, and the only LPGA professional on the list that is, you know, an amazing accomplishment. Welcome into the clubhouse, Karen.
Yeah, thanks for having me. As always, I love to be on your show.
I love having you. And, you know, we're having a winter. Okay, it's not snowing at sea level.
right.
But it's cold. It was like 63. It got down to, you know, 58, 57, depending on how high up you are. Right. And the north wind is blowing on top of all that. So it's like cold, you know. We haven't had maybe 5, 10 years since we've had a winter like this. But it's warming up. It's getting to 81, 83 yesterday, dropping down into the upper 60s at night. But
Beautiful.
Yeah. So you have an interesting thing to teach us. How and why our golf practice and golf fitness workouts should change depending on the season.
So thanks for asking that question. Absolutely. So there's something called periodization training, and it's just a fancy word for seasonal training. And it doesn't matter if you live in a warm climate. You need to be changing your workouts, your golf practice, depending on what season it is. Think about it. If you're doing the same workout or even the same practice routine over and over, you're going to use the same muscles all the time. And that's good because you're training yourself, but also that, Danielle, that creates some imbalances. So you want to change it up every once in a while. And the easy way to do it is to change it up every 3 months for the season. So, you have preseason. That would be a time to really start to warm up those golf muscles that people haven't been using. Mostly people up north, but even I'm sure you guys, because you haven't been playing much golf because, like you say, it's cold. And then in season, you're playing a lot of golf. So that would be a time to do more things where you have recovery afterwards and you're stretching muscles out because you've been using them a lot. And then post-season would be something like, or actually off-season would be something more like a workout where you would try to get stronger because you're not playing as much golf. So that would be the time to really work on your golf fitness. Try to get stronger. Try to increase your flexibility. Do things that are non-golf-like to help balance out your muscles.
Okay, so what I'm hearing is it's not necessarily the cold weather requires a different workout over the warm water. It's more like you can't do the same thing over and over and over and over again because, as you said, an imbalance will happen. You're only working with some muscles and other muscles are, getting lax in my understanding.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. So it's good to have a plan maybe at the beginning of the new year and decide what is your off season, decide what's your preseason, what's your in season, and then either go to a golf fitness professional or check out my cardio golf program. It's at tv@cardiogolf.com. And I actually change up the workouts depending on the season. So I follow the seasons that we have here in North Carolina. So right now we're in preseason. So this is a good time to start to build your coordination, flexibility, things like that. And then, when we get in season, we're going to play more golf. So then you want to do more recovery stretches afterwards to make sure that you are recovering and resting, because you don't need to do like a big workout and then go play 18 holes. You're going to tire yourself out.
Yes. So, and when we think about it, of course, for the U.S. mainland, other than maybe California, Texas, but even they've got the winters are, 10s, 20s.
Right.
How many people are going to go? That's off season, I'm imagining. Wouldn't, yes? Do people play?
Right, and it's going to be different for everyone. So that's why you decide at the beginning of the year, and you just want to change it up. You just don't want to be doing the same thing. Also, you want to work on your weaknesses. A lot of people like to work on what they're good at. So we're always hitting the driver or, hitting the shots that we like. We need to work on some of those weaknesses, the shots that we don't like. So that would be a good time, like off season when you're not playing, to work on those shots, and those weaknesses will actually help your strengths.
And we can also find you at Facebook at Cardio Golf. Is that correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay.
Everything's at Cardio Golf. That's my program. You can start a free trial and you can do all of my programs. I have a couple of programs as well. I have a beginner's guide. I have a 30-day program where you can go on there every day and do a video for 5 minutes, learn the grip setup all the way through the full swing. I have a little quick start guide if you're interested into getting into some fitness.
That's nice. And, folks, Olympic gold medalist Dan Jensen, if that's why Karen Palacios Jensen sounds so familiar, Jensen, okay, that's Karen's husband, Dan Jensen, and he uses her exercise program, her exercise aids, including the Shorty Club. Now, why is the Shorty Club good?
Right. Well, the club is short for a couple of reasons. It's short to practice inside, so you're not going to hit the ceilings or the walls. And a lot of times when you're working on your golf swing, you don't want judgment of where the ball is going. Otherwise, you won't want to make the swing change. So that club helps you rehearse. And if you make the movements inside enough and it feels comfortable, then when you go on the golf course, you'll be able to swing freely with that new move that you're trying to make.
Oh, that's such a, I can just see people now standing behind the TV while they're watching their favorite program swinging their shorty club so they can groove their swing indoors. That's really good. Can I ask you about one person that really I just can't quite? Scottie Scheffler, okay? It's his foot action. I mean, sometimes he ends up like, you know, like the man in the cartoon that gets all twisted, his legs, and he's got like one foot twisted around the other foot. That doesn't look steady.
Yes, it is very unusual, but like if you go back to history, there are a few people that have some unusual swing, like a Tim Furyk would be, for example. But although he has some weird foot action, if you look at all of his other parts of his swings, the swing fundamentals are very sound. And he has such good balance, and he's practiced for so long that, you know, that's his swing. And his coach, Randy Smith, recognized that he shouldn't probably try to change that. Because think about that. If maybe another coach would have tried to help him keep his feet stable, maybe that wouldn't have been as comfortable for him.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't have had that success. So you kind of have to just figure out what your swing is and swing your own swing.
I was just thinking the same. Wasn't that Arnold Palmer? Swing your own
yes,
swing?
Yes, I think so.
Yes, yeah. That was Arnie.
I think I stole that from him, yes.
We all did. But it just makes sense. I mean, we're all different bodies, different shapes, heights, you know, weight. You've got to get a swing that works for you. And, you know, if an instructor, I don't know, if he wants to completely overhaul you, you may want to think twice and maybe check out somebody else who wants to work with what you've built so far and just show you maybe a grip change or what have you. Is that an
right.
idea?
Fundamentals are the most important thing. If they're trying to get you to have good swing fundamentals, that's, you know, something that you really want to try to
latch on to. Hang on to that person. Here's the Karen Palacios Jensen's 5 essentials to doing what everybody wants to do otherwise, other than sink the putt on the first try. Hitting the ball longer. Don't we all want to go longer? You have the 5 essentials.
Right. So
alignment.
Right. So
yeah.
And they're all the swing fundamentals. So, you know, the first thing would be making sure that you have a really good grip. That's
okay.
like essential because the grip controls the club face. The second thing, like you said, was alignment because, you know, golf is all about aim, about swinging down your line. And then after that, then you kind of just let your natural ability take over and you're trying to hit the ball in the center of the club face. And, you know, you do that by rehearsing small swings, getting really good at chipping and putting. And then from there, once you hit the ball solid, then you can go kind of swing a little bit bigger. And the biggest thing is, if you think about it, if you want to hit your maximum distance, you have to be hitting the ball in the center of the club face. For every quarter of an inch, Danielle, that you hit the ball outside the center of the club face, you lose about 12 yards of distance. And a quarter inch is like the size of your thumbnail, so just by hitting the ball solid in the center, you could gain a good 20, 30 yards.
You know, my little brain is going easier said than done. Goodness. But yeah, I like what you wrote here. You want to aim your feet, your knees, your hips, and especially your shoulders paralleled to your intended target line. And that... Oh. We lost Karen. Oh, dear. I think she was, like, in the midst of maybe an airport. She's so wonderful that she called in. But maybe maybe we can get her back. Oh, here she is. She's coming back now. That was fast. Wasn't that fast? Karen, that's amazing how fast you got back with us. Well, I was thinking that ideally, when you wrote that, this is where we lost you. Ideally, you want to aim your feet, your knees, your hips, and especially your shoulders parallel to your intended target line. And that position assures that you can move your body correctly. I think a lot of people have problems with that. You know, getting, okay, I'm sideways to my target. I normally throw straight forward, you know. And so now that this game of golf makes me do everything sideways.
That's a really good point. And the only way really that you can get good at that is by putting some alignment sticks down and aiming the club face first and then your body parallel to your club face. Where I see a lot of people go wrong, Danielle, is that they aim their body first and they aim their body at the target and then their club face is actually pointed too far if you're right-handed to the right.
I can feel it.
So you want to aim your, you want to aim your club first. And then you aim your body parallel left if you're a right-handed golfer.
That's
the easiest way to get good alignment.
That's so important to being able to hit the sweet spot on that driver.
Right.
So it doesn't go over there and over there,
right.
And it goes straight
and
there.
We kind of overcomplicate things. So if you think about it, if you just really work on a good grip, a really good setup, and then after that, you let your athleticism take over. When your grip is bad and your setup is incorrect, your body realizes it, so then they have to make compensations in order to correct the club face.
Okay. Yeah, you know, I was just, there's a couple of times when I've really hit that sweet spot well. And there's a sound that comes, you know, and that sound, and then the ball flies through the air. And I'm like, how did I do that?
Right. Well, a lot of the times, you know, it's timing and tempo. But think about it. The more you rehearse, the more you get familiar and experience hitting the ball in the center of the club face, the more your body gets used to it. So rehearsal, I always say it's better to practice 5 minutes every day doing the correct move than to try to go and hit 1,000 balls trying to, you know, overcorrect some bad move. So rehearsing without a ball could actually be more valuable than hitting 1,000 balls doing it the wrong way.
Awesome. You are awesome. Mm-hmm. And we can find Karen Palacios Jensen, cardiogolf.com, and tvcardiogolf.com.
Right. So my subscription is tv.cardiogolf.com. If you go on there, Danielle, you can get a free subscription. You can go on there for a month and peruse all my workouts. You can get a lot of my swing tips. And then if you want to order any of my equipment, it's at cardiogolf.com.
Got it.
I have the shorty club. I have the slope. I have some golf bands to help with strength and flexibility.
Well, now that it's, I don't know what, you know, you're up to, but we need to have you on more often so we can talk about the power of the slope.
Okay, I would love to, you know.
Yeah.
We'll organize it.
Yeah, we'll organize it. Are you at an airport, perchance? I thought I heard a jet taking off.
No, I'm just outside at a driving range.
Where we'd all like to be. Karen Palacios Jensen, Cardio Golf. Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse with us.
Yeah, thanks for always having me. I love being on your show.
Awesome, awesome. Until next time, aloha.
Aloha.
Bye. We're coming back with a gentleman who, Jeff Babineau, award-winning writer, longtime sports writer, and he's going to talk to us about some of the honorees that the Golf Writers Association of America has given us to think about. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
No high fives for me?
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
Hey, it's Aloha Power's Magic Mower Sale. Yep, we get you the best deals at Aloha Power Equipment. We have mowers for the homeowner, for the landscaper, those super-sized mowers. They're all in stock. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Chainsaws, mowers, blowers, trimmers, generators. You want them? We got them. We got them today. And we ship off island. And shipments arrive daily. It's Aloha Power Equipment, Iwile, right next to the Costco gas station. And in Waipahu. And it's Waipahu where you make that left turn. Waipahu Depot Road. Yes, Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips. Tell them Danielle sent you.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family, invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the golf club.
Many of the golf magazines, they begin their, for instance, Golf Digest, the winner's issue and the 2024 Arnie Award. Golf Digest highest honor for the golfers who give back went to Rory McIlroy. Now, the Golf Writers Association of America are all the golf writers from all the different publications. That's their organization. And I'm proud to say that I'm a member of the Golf Writers Association of America. Jeff Babineau, award-winning writer, longtime sports writer, covered over 100-plus majors, 12 Ryder Cups, covered all 15 majors won by Tiger Woods. He's past president and now secretary, Golf Writers Association of America. Welcome into the clubhouse, Jeff.
Aloha, Danielle.
Aloha. Now, I just was tickled reading some of the descriptions about the people that sometimes we completely overlook. And today we're going to be talking about the people who are being honored this year for their outstanding work in the game. And the GWAA's William D. Richardson Award for 2023, who does that go to?
That's going to go to Mike Kaiser, who they're coming up on the 25th anniversary of Bandon Dunes.
Bandon Dunes?
Bandon Dunes. And he's had involvement of a couple great properties. It's just his vision for building golf where real estate wasn't the key component. He built great golf courses. They're in very remote locations, but he proved if you build it, they will come. You know, they'll find you. And if you people have never been to Bandon Dunes, it's a pretty special place.
Yes, I've never been, but I've heard it. Yeah, I know. I'm stuck here in Hawaii.
Poor thing.
And another one is Sand Valley. He made playing in Wisconsin cool.
Yeah, definitely. Sand Valley, streams, you know, they oversaw Stream Song and I believe Cabot Links up in Nova Scotia. Just some great properties. And, you know, he was a guy who, he was a golfer who liked to visit those places, but a lot of the great golf courses he wanted to go see were private. So he's kind of taken some of the you know, built some great golf layouts and done it in a setting where the public can go play. I mean, it can be a little pricey, but it's they're dream type trips and they're well worth taking.
Yeah, and he you know, most people think of architects and that they're going to work in a green place where there's lots of grass. You know, so everybody, I think, must have thought he's, like, lost his mind. He's working in sand.
Yeah, really, in a really barren location on the coast of Oregon, you know, 5 hours from Portland. It's not easy to get to. But in his mind, he thought of Royal Dornoch in Scotland. And that's not the easiest place to get to, but when you get there, it's fabulous. And I, you know, there's only a handful of places I can think of in the world where you go with such high expectations, and then you find the venue exceeds them. I think Bandon is one of those places. You know, Augusta National
could
be one of those places. But to play Bandon and go on any of their five full courses, it's just an amazing experience.
Yeah, and when you said Augusta National, I've actually had the honor of being there. And, boy, it just, you know, it's this is better than I dreamed. You know, that's...
We've got to get you back there soon.
Yeah, that would be nice, yes. So, Mike Kaiser got 41.3% of the GWAA vote. That's pretty hard.
Right.
Who else was in contention for that honor?
I believe he was in, second place in that category is Annika Sorenstam. And
wow.
It's for, you know, unselfish contributions for golf. Hopefully she'll get that award one day. Because she's doing great things with the Annika Foundation and reaching out to kids. So many of these LPGA stars we see today played Annika Junior events. So she's kind of had her hand on their shoulder all the way through, you know, college, junior, and now as young pros. So she's definitely making an impact in the game of golf.
Yes, absolutely. You're right. I hope she gets the honor. Past winners, Nick Price, Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus, Nancy Lopez, Gary Player, Julie Engster, Patrick Harrington, Graham McDowell, Davis Love III, Ernie Els, Adam Scott, and Peter Jacobson. Awesome. Now, the next award is the... Now, I had to look this up because I'm like, Jim Murray?
Jim Murray Award. Jim Murray, yeah.
Goes to Luke Donald. And it's not that right. Jim Murray of the Los Angeles. It's the Jim Murray of Los Angeles Times columnist
right.
and Pulitzer Prize winner.
Yeah, famous columnist, great writer, loved golf, wrote about a lot of these guys coming up. And that's kind of our media-friendly award, right? What player, you know, not only is accessible to us as golf writers, but gives us thoughtful answers, you know, gives us candid answers, doesn't really try to dodge stuff or, you know, addresses the tougher things. And Luke Donald's done that through the years. He's been a class act, you know, world number one player, and now he's very much in the limelight as Ryder Cup captain. He did so well the first go around, they're going to give him another shot at Bethpage Black, so... Two-time Ryder Cup captain, and I don't think he's ever been beaten on a team in the Ryder Cup. So just a classy guy, well-spoken, and he's always been accessible for us, and you know we reward that with the Jim Murray Award.
Fantastic. He got 47% of the vote, and his fellow finalists were Mark O'Meara and Brittany Lincecome.
Right.
Nice.
Excellent to press, too, right.
Yeah, it's great to see the women. Is this a new movement?
Yeah.
Are you seeing more women over 20 years ago, 10 years ago?
Maybe, but I mean, hopefully not. I mean, honestly, our golf writers as a whole are kind of shrinking as far as all the tournaments they get out to. Like, newspapers don't have specific golf writers the way they once did, and you know, you have your national magazines and all that, but there's probably fewer covering the LPGA and the women's game than there had been in the past, which is really a shame because it's probably better than it ever has been.
Exactly.
Both at the amateur level, college level, and then on the pro level. So, but yeah, we definitely try to include everyone in there. We had Angela Stanford was a recent awardee of ours with the Bartlett Award, and yeah, we definitely, like you said, we hope Annika gets there. We had Brittany was a finalist with our Jim Murray Award.
Yeah, no, I totally, you folks are all-inclusive. That's something that I've learned very quickly with the Golf Writers Association of America. I just, I'm glad to see you taking the lead there. What is the award that you just mentioned? What is that for?
The Bartlett?
Yeah.
Charlie Bartlett Award. Charlie was a longtime secretary of the Golf Writers, wrote for the Chicago Tribune. And that's for, it's often like charity based. What golfers or what a playing competitor is doing off the golf course for the betterment of society. And we kind of went a little historic this year in that we didn't only name Jim Furyk, but alongside him, we're naming Tabitha Furyk, Jim's wife. She helps run the Jim and Tabitha Furyk Foundation. They do a lot of great things around Jacksonville, Florida. Food insecurities, helping out moms-to-be, a lot of military connections. So many youth initiatives that the Furyks have gotten involved with as Jim's playing has slowed down a little bit, lately because of injury. But the Furyks have stayed very active off the golf course for sure. And they made a huge impact in that community. So
that's awesome.
We honor that with our Bartlett Award.
That is awesome. That's awesome. See, and husband and wife included.
Yeah.
So this year's Golf Writers Association of America dinner also honors Players of the Year, John Rahm, Lilia Vu, and Steve Stricker. The Bartlett Award we just talked about, the winner is Jim Furyk. Hogan Award winner, Gary Woodland. Player broadcaster, Judy Rankin. She'll be bestowed the PGA of America's Lifetime Achievement Award in Journalism. And the longtime Golf Digest photographer, Dom Fiore, the PGA's Lifetime Achievement honoree in photojournalism. Is that guy, he is amazing. Dom is just...
He's amazing. We did an expanded program for our dinner this year. It's our 50th dinner for the golf writers. We do it on the eve of the Masters in Augusta. And a lot of these players attend, which is kind of neat, knowing, the high stakes they're playing for the next morning. But we did an expanded program and ran a lot of Dom's pictures through the years, and it's just incredible. All over the world, he's shot golf. And, it's one thing to write about golf, and I always say we can miss things and kind of make it up with words. If you're a photographer out there and you're covering a golf course that can be 7 miles large, it's hard to be there for all the great shots. And the great ones always seem to be there.
I just can see them racing to the next. It's like it's in their blood. They feel something's going on. The tension is coming from over there, and I've got to get there. It's truly a gift, and I was great. I was really happy to see that because his photographs have always just inspired me and amazed me. So that's terrific. Can I ask you a question that I'm sure, you may be tired of hearing from and about this? What do you think is the solution with the PGA Tour and the PIF, LIV Golf? I don't ever put LIV Golf and PGA Tour versus one another because it's not the same, So what do you see happening here?
It's the million-dollar, right? It's probably the billion-dollar question, right? How do we get everybody back together? And that's kind of going to be the nice, refreshing aspect of Augusta, that we have John Rahm back playing up against, Scottie Scheffler and Roy McIlroy. And I think that's what the golf fan wants.
Yep.
The LIV has brought chaos to the golf world and fractured it some. And it's tough to how to figure out how to piece it together, but it definitely needs to be pieced together. I think we see that lately in the ratings. We've had some great tournaments here through Florida. Bay Hill was fantastic, and so is the Players, where we had 4 top 10 players in the world battling it out on Sunday. And ratings are down, and I think that's because the average fan is kind of sick of chaos. Golf's doing so well everywhere else, right? You go to a local club near you or near me, the tee times are filled, people are playing, there's more players than ever, there's people going to Topgolf, there's people that want to watch, and it seems golf's sailing along great everywhere, but at the very top of the game. So it's something they really need to figure out, and I don't think you fight against the Saudi money. I think it's going to be there and you kind of disrupt the game if you don't include it, so... You have to figure out a way where everyone can kind of go in the same direction.
Thank you. you know, are you folks listening? Hello? Jeff Babineaux, award-winning writer, longtime sports writer, of course, golf writer, covered 100-plus majors, 12 Ryder Cups, and covered all 15 majors won by Tiger Woods. We should talk sometime about just watching that unfold, the yeah, life definitely. Of Tiger Woods on the PGA Tour. Thank you, Jeff.
You're welcome. Anytime. Thank you, Danielle. Thanks.
Aloha. We're going to come back. Allison Wallace is the tournament manager, Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, and First Tee Hawaii, right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the Everside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now. Got a shutterbug in your life? Pro Camera Hawaii has just what you need. Pro Camera has lots of holiday specials for you. Your authorized Canon, Sony, Fujifilm, Nikon, and Ricoh dealer, with in-stock and special order for your hard-to-find items. Pro Camera Hawaii, we know cameras. From digital cameras, lenses, audio, lighting, video accessories, and gift certificates, Pro Camera Hawaii has it all. Now at Pearl Kai Shopping Center. Capture the memories.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with Need a Gift for That Special Someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay Golf Gift Certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Man, I thought that was in the cup. It bounced out. I've been robbed. Now, back to the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Well, at the Ford Championship presented by KCC in Gilbert, Arizona this weekend, Allison Corpus right now is 7-under, okay, and she's contending. Hannah Green is in the lead. Malia Nam, who was amazing last week, she was number one, she was leading the pack. That was her, like, second tournament on the LPGA. Terrific. She is not playing this weekend. I couldn't find her. I've asked everybody. Am I missing her? No, she's not playing. Allison Corpus is in there. And we're going to go now to Allison Wallace, the tournament manager of the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association on First Tee Hawaii. Welcome into the clubhouse, Allison.
Hi, Danielle. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you. It's Saturday morning. Seems like it's going to be a nice sunny day with a little wind, a little rain, and lots of golf.
Yeah, sounds exactly what it's going to be like.
Right. And so last weekend, you were busy and couldn't be on the show. 2024 Oahu 14 and under, the Junior Tour Series, that was held at the Ted Makalena Golf Course. How many kids do you have to kind of, like, shepherd through all of this?
Well, it depends on the tournament. Last weekend we had 64, but right now for our 2024 roster, we have 199 active members.
That's wonderful. And then we're talking boys 7 to 10, 11 to 12, 13 to 14, girls 11 to 12, 13 to 14. You know, it's just, this is really coming on strong. Is this one of the largest classes, as it were?
I mean, if you're talking, I definitely expect our roster to grow. Like, last year we were sitting at the end of the year, 270 was our final number, and we're just going into April and we're already at 199 with so many new members. So I expect it to just keep getting bigger and hopefully exceed where you're at last year.
How does a parent help their child get into the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, First Tee Hawaii?
The best way I always say to register is just online through our website. So if you are at hsjga.org, there are several places that are just going to pop up for you. There's membership tabs on the top. Even if you're just on the homepage, you can register to become a member. And it's really just about creating an account. And once you create that account, they can get the access of, like, you then have to pass a rules quiz and activate your gin, and then you're ready to play golf with us.
Wow. Activate your gin. How do you have a gin when you're just starting?
So if they don't have one, that's actually one of the cool features of our membership and our program. So we'll activate it for them. So it's really just a matter of, we'll go in, as long as we have your information, we'll all go in. I can create a gin number for them, connect to their Golf Genius account, and then they can start posting scores and creating a handicap.
Oh, that's great. See that. Now, what about, you know, the parent that's, thinks maybe they'll like it, but they're not sure, and they don't know if they want to invest in clubs and everything. Is there a mini club pack that you can get to start you off, or do you folks have clubs that they can borrow?
So that's definitely a reason. I would say that's more a resource on the First Tee side, which I think that's the great part of us being a joint organization, because we offer all the different levels between, if you want to figure out if golf is for you, maybe let's start with First Tee. We'll direct you there. We can get you set up with some lessons. And even then, if the kids are really serious, we have so many clubs that we can get them set up with and get them ready to start with some clubs. Or they can just talk with us, and we're happy to help kids out in the best way that we can.
That's awesome. So you have lots of things going on that the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association does. That's hsjga.org.
Yes.
Right?
So, yes.
So those opportunities, and what I love about golf is that it teaches responsibility, developing qualities of leadership and integrity, and assists juniors in becoming productive members of the adult community. Of course, I'm reading that from you gave this to me. And that, I think, is one of the choice things about the game. It helps children learn things that they wouldn't otherwise learn, or they might fight back. In a setting with a bunch of kids, and everyone's being taught the same thing about etiquette and how to behave, that's the bottom line, how to behave, it's easier, don't you think?
Oh, 100%. And I think, just like our motto is, like, developing tomorrow's leaders one swing at a time, so they all are learning this simultaneously, and they're all learning it together. And I think that's one of the best things about it, is that they're not just being thrown into this field and saying, learn these lessons on your own. But there's also people where I've had several learning moments with them of, hey, let's learn. How can we do better? How can we grow? And then when they also have that happening with their peers too, I think that's one of the best things I see within our organization as well.
Yes. And then, of course, they learn the rules of golf, etiquette, instructional clinics are available on the game. Now, when you say cost at a minimal, golf at a minimal cost to juniors, what is approximately, what can we expect to invest?
I mean, our membership is, if let's say, depending on how many tournaments you want to play a year, you're looking at most tournaments are under $100. And then unless they're across multiple days, bigger events, they can be a little bit on the higher end. But even then, they're nowhere near as expensive as you would see junior golf anywhere else. But a membership is $54 with us. For a full year-long membership, that's access. We're going to develop create a gin for you if you don't have one, or we'll activate it. You get access to any of the rules clinics we have. Just so many other resources and people to help that I think is just a really great opportunity that's just even outside of the realm of golf, of the tournaments you want to enter and just the cool courses you get to play as well.
Right. So the $54 to become a member gives you the lessons and the getting together for rules and etiquette and instructional clinics and all that stuff.
Yes.
And then if you want to, you know, you've gotten good enough to compete, then the tournament will cost money, which is what we expect.
That, you yes, know, they'll just pay the entry fee for the tournament, yeah. And that's all they have to pay for that event. And we also have a really cool schedule with most of our events as we try to schedule our round one tee times for later in the day and then our round two tee times for early in the morning. So that allows juniors who are off island to fly over the morning of, only spend one night in a hotel or fly back if that's what they prefer, and then still be able to get back home the second day after the event.
That's wonderful. So let's give a big shout out before we our 2024 Oahu 14 and under Junior Tour Series winners, boys 7-10 Kaylin Nogawa of IAEA, boys 11-12 Robert Lurie of Kula, boys 13-14 Leo Saito of Hilo, and girls 11-12 Angelina Lin of Honolulu, and girls 13-14 Makena Yonemura of Waipahu. Yay! Congratulations to everybody. That's awesome. And their tees were pretty long. I mean, the boys 7-10, their tee was 5,214 yards.
I would actually have to say that for this tournament, their tees were actually on the lower end.
Oh.
So I think that if that shows what level of golf that the kids play at, and I think that's for everyone, that they can come in and they can get a challenge and see what it would be like to, if you do want to pursue a future in golf. But we also do make sure that, like, you can see this on our website and in our handbook, there are yardage ranges. So the kids may not know what tee they're going to play from, but they always have an idea of what their yardage range will be, because it should always fall in between that specific distance for each age division.
Wow, that's cool. And that was 64 junior golfers in this 2024 Oahu 14 and under Junior Tour Series at Ted Makalena Golf Course. So you've got some events coming up. You want to tell us about them?
Yes. So right now we're in our 14 and under, just because a lot of our high school students are still playing golf, their high school golf. So we have in a few weeks coming up our 14 and under Junior Tour Series on Big Island at Waikoloa Golf Course.
Far out.
And then following that one, and that was April 13th and 14th, and then following that event, April 27th and 28th, we have our 14 and under Junior Tour Series event on Kauai at Wailua Golf Course.
Cool.
Which is also our IMG Academy Junior World Qualifier for our 12 and under juniors.
Okay, you know this so well. What's IMG Golf? Tell us what more about that.
That's a great question. I think IMG Academy Junior World, a whole mouthful, IMG Academy Junior World Golf Qualifier, that is hosted by San Diego Junior Golf Association. It's just one of the bigger golf tournaments in the world. Yeah, I mean, you do have international kids coming to play.
Wow.
And everyone wants to compete for a spot because, you know, especially being a junior in Hawaii, you don't get as much attention, and there's not as many college coaches out here coming to see you, just because we are in Hawaii. It's not as easy as being on the mainland where every coach is there. So it's a really cool opportunity for our juniors to get a spot to advance and go play in this really big tournament that can really help them in their future.
That's great. And that's all Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. Who started that?
Yes.
Who started that?
Who started the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association?
Yes.
So, I mean, I would credit it all to, of course, Mary B. Porter King.
Thank
you. But I know it was also founded by Norman Asau, helped with it as well.
Yes.
And then some of our other founding members were Greg Nichols, and I might butcher this name, so forgive me, but Mayor Katake?
Far out. Yes, yes. I mean, the work that went into that, I remember Mary B. Porter King when she was getting this all up and running. Boy, was she running. You know, that's, it was nonstop generating energy and getting people enthusiastic about it, and just winning the hearts and minds of everyone about what power this can have with our juniors. And it was just wonderful to see it all come to fruition. And now, we're seeing Allison Corpuz and Malia Nam, you know, two Hawaii women who are now on the LPGA Tour. And it's awesome.
they're both alumni of the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association as well.
Yeah, exactly. Allison Wallace, Tournament Manager, Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, First Tee Hawaii. Thanks so much for being inside the clubhouse with us.
Thanks so much for having me, Danielle.
Absolutely. Aloha.
Aloha.
We're coming back. Liz Cooper, she's Senior Director, Membership and Events for the LPGA Amateur Golf Association. That would be for the ladies. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
You know we're always trying to get you the best deals. It's Aloha Power's Magic Mower Sale, and we have mowers for the homeowner or the landscaper. Those super-sized mowers that you see all the birds that are trying to pick out, all the bugs that are flying around. Yes, yes, weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Yes, chainsaws, mowers, blowers, trimmers, generators, and mowers. It's the Magic Mower Sale. You got them or you want them? We've got them. We ship off island. New shipments arrive daily. Aloha Power Equipment, Iwile, next to the Costco gas station, and in Waipahu. That's right. Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips. Tell them Danielle sent you.
Do you want more consistency and more distance in your golf swing? Schedule a session with Coach Claude Brusso, PGA Master and Director of Player Development at the Wailea Golf Academy. It's the only Golf Channel Academy in Hawaii. He's ranked number one teacher in Hawaii by Golf Digest since 2019 and two-time ASPGA Teacher of the Year. Claude will simplify your game and make you better. Scratch golfer or just beginning? Call Claude at 808-856-9458 or book with him at waileagolf.com. That's 808-856-9458. Have more fun and stop paying for lunches.
Man, I thought that was in the cup. It bounced out. I've been robbed. Now, back to the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Liz Cooper, Senior Director, Membership and Events, the LPGA Amateur Golf Association. Welcome into the clubhouse, Liz.
Thank you, Danielle. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Now, before we go any further, can you describe for us what is the LPGA Amateur Golf Association?
Yeah, sure. I'd be happy to. The LPGA Amateur Golf Association used to be the Executive Women's Golf Association, for those of you that are familiar with that name. And they were acquired by the LPGA in 2018. And we've got 16,500 members in the U.S., Bermuda, Dominican Republic, Canada, and Poland. And those members are all split up into 130-plus local chapters where they do their local events. So we on the national level run about 14 national level or national events a year, and there's about 10,000 annual events run all over the world, basically through the LPGA Amateur Golf Association. So it's members, golfers of all ability levels, brand new golfers to well-seasoned golfers. They're looking for a community of women to play golf with and socialize and network.
That's wonderful. Women to play with, socializing, network, and having a great time. That's the LPGA Amateur Golf Association. I like how you said a passionate, inclusive group of women. Did you say 16,500?
Yeah, that's correct.
Wow, because the sheet I have, it says 15,000. So it's gone up over 1,000 already.
Yeah, we've had a great couple of years. Since COVID, we're up 47% in membership, and so it's been awesome the last couple of years of growth. And due to all the fun stuff the chapters are doing and getting the women out there playing some golf.
So what if I've never played the game? You know, I hear about it and I'm nervous. What do you have for newcomers to the game?
Yeah, great question. So a couple things. Our local chapters, a lot of them are paired with LPGA professionals in their area. So they're well equipped to get you connected with your local LPGA pro, who obviously is the expert in teaching women. So they'll get you comfortable on the golf course, knowing what to do when you check in, where to go, you know, how to get to the range and how to get to the first tee. And if there isn't an LPGA professional in the area, we have definitely have resources through our website about what to expect, tips and lessons and swing information that can help you get ready. And, you know, our wonderful group of over 1,000 volunteers that run our chapters, they'll take care of you. They'll take you by the hand and lead you through exactly what to do and how to get you comfortable so that you can come out on your own or join the group as well.
That's nice. And now what if I want to go to Poland? I'd like to go to Poland because it's been in the family for a long time. That's my history. So as a member, could I, you know, would somebody let the people in Poland know that I'm coming over?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the cool things about the membership is we have our virtual community basically. So within the website, there is an interactive directory. So you could go on, Danielle, and say, hey, I'm coming to Poland. Is anybody available to play on X day in that chapter? Or you could search the members of that chapter, you know, and find out who likes to play in the morning, who likes to walk, who likes to play nine holes. And that way you can find somebody to play with when you're visiting Poland.
That's wonderful. So, yeah, that's, you know, when you talk about global, you can then easily connect with people without, you know, having to knock on somebody's door saying, hi, I'm here.
And correct.
Can we play? You want to play a game of golf? what do the LPGA amateur golf clinics provide?
Yeah, so that's a great question, too. It's going to be all dependent on the chapter. So, you know, we have some chapters that have 500 members, and we have some chapters that have 50 members. So Hawaii, for instance, there's a chapter on Honolulu that's one of our smaller chapters, but they're super active as well. So it'll just depend on, you know, if they're paired with an LPGA professional, what that looks like, when they run them. Like I said, they do beginner clinics. They do, you know, kind of tune up on your skills clinics. And then a lot of our chapters and the pros that they're paired with do what we call invite her clinics. And those are really cool. Those are come out, bring a friend who's probably never played golf before. And we're inviting you to come out and try the game and enjoy it and become part of the community.
What's a mentor program?
Yeah, so some of the chapters have the type of mentor programs where you have your seasoned golfers that have been part of the chapter for years or part of the organization for years or just played for a long time. And they take the newer golfers or newer chapter members under their wings and just show them, you know, what to expect and how to get involved, how to volunteer, how to hopefully one day become a leader of their chapter if that's something they're interested in. And so they kind of show them the ropes and, you know, obviously make them feel welcomed and included in everything that's going on in the chapter.
That's nice. Yeah, so it's mm-hmm. like a pathway to leadership.
Correct.
Yeah. Awesome. I like this one sentence. We take fun seriously.
We do. We do. And one of the examples of that, Danielle, is we've got what we believe to be is the only virtual scramble that's run. And what it is we run it in July into August. So it's about 16 days. And all of the proceeds go to our Women on Par scholarship, which is a scholarship that helps non-traditional students get some additional dollars to get through their degree. And we've helped over 30 students since the inception of the scholarship, so which is wonderful. So the entry fees go to that, $50 to play. And you basically play any golf course you want anywhere in the world, and you post your score with your foursome. It's a scramble. And the best part about it, we take fun seriously, is the uniforms, the outfits, the signage that's made. It's really cool to see how excited these teams get, you know, and supporting this event. So that's all over our social media and our website. during that time. And we've raised almost $100,000 in the last 3 years for the scholarship program.
Wow, that is fantastic. I can just think of all the costumes.
Yes, and great names. There are some really good names.
So what is your website?
It is www.lpgaamateurs.com.
All right. Well, that's simple, right? Okay. Yeah. And then there are tournaments around the state. So let's say you get really good and you'd like to compete. The Kings Mill in Williamsburg in May, and you've got what else is going on?
Yeah, that's one of our national majors, really. So we do our Scramble Open. So that's in Kings Mill in May, like you said. Four-person teams. We've got 220 players playing in that event. The next one is our Championship Open. That's in July, Bethpage Red. So that'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And that is individual stroke play 2 days. And then I actually skipped our team championship, which will be out in Monterey, Bayonet and Black Horse.
Wow.
Super fun golf course, two-person team event, couple different formats over those 2 days. And then we have, we've got 8 cup qualifiers, and those are four-person teams, kind of a Solheim-ish cup format, where you have four ball and then singles, and they qualify for our champion or our cup qualifier, or excuse me, they qualify for our cup finals, which is in South Florida at Indian Springs Country Club in the end of October. So we qualify 240 players into that event. So that's a lot of fun for a culmination of the end of the year.
Absolutely. Test your skills. You know, and your nerves.
Yes.
Yeah. I also like this feature, the Weekly Digest. And and this one, of course, I had to, your ball has come to rest on the putting green. Before you mark it, the ball starts rolling and moves closer to the hole. Where do you play your next stroke from? The new location? Or old location. This is very cool. It's like a quiz that helps you learn some of the things that aren't necessarily in the rule book or the how-to book.
Yeah, that's our tournament team has done a fantastic job with those. Those are our little weekly rules quizzes, and we get more interaction on those than pretty much anything else we put up on the website. So it's a really nice part of the learn module we have. People have fun with it. They take the quizzes, and they get to learn something along the way.
Yeah, this is great. So what's the answer?
Play where it lies, I believe.
I think so, too. You haven't marked your ball yet, and it's moved closer. Yay for you.
Yep, it's your lucky day. Let's put it that way.
Exactly. Oh, that's fantastic. Well, Liz Cooper, really nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you as well. And we hope that you know, your listeners come check us out at lpgaamateurs.com, and we'd be happy to welcome them all into the LPGA family.
Awesome. And Liz Cooper is the Senior Director, Membership and Events, the LPGA Amateurs Golf Association. Thank you so much for being in the clubhouse.
Thank you, Danielle. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
Awesome. Aloha. We're going to come back. Bernard Bernacki is president of the Golf Heritage Society. He'll be inside with us right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghoff, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Hoipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Hoipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago,
Who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, 21724 Hart Street off Waikamila Road on the Everside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
All right. Would you like to go play a round of golf? Yes. There is a tee time if you'd like to go to Volcano Golf Club at 9:16. There's at Makalei, a 9:06 and an 11:28. At Pui Pu, let's see, what time is it? 9:05 if you're close, there's a 9 o'clock and a 10:10 and an 11:30 if you're a little further away. It's a beautiful course, just like Turtle Bay. 8:50, 9:20, 10:10. And the Royal Hawaiian Country Club, gorgeous. 9:16, 11 o'clock. The Weekend Warriors, may you all hit the sweet spot every time. At Wailea on the Gold Course, they've aerated, but they're giving you a price break. So there is an 8:40 and an 11:40. Emerald Course, 8:40, 9:30, 11:20. And on the Blue Course, there's an 8:40, a 9:30, and 11:30. And then at Kapalua, beautiful, absolutely gorgeous. 9:30, 10:40. I love all of our golf courses, okay? Everyone has its own feel to it. And what's the weather going to be like? Well, it depends, you know. On Oahu, it's going to be, okay, Oahu, Kauai, Maui, Molokai, Lanai. It's going to be breezy. Yeah, the trade winds 15 to 20, going down to 10 to 15. And when they say 15 to 20, I'm certain when I see those branches blowing like that, it looks more like 25. So don't be surprised if there's a gust, and if your ball is up there in the wind, there's a good chance that it's going to go someplace, hopefully further than, you know, where you want it to go. And always, you know, we always want a little bit more length there. It's going to go down by Sunday to 10 to 15. And we'll have mostly cloudy windward Mauka areas, scattered showers as Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday starts to roll in. Big Island, a little bit different, mostly cloudy, a lot of rain during the day, scattered showers at night. On the leeward side, partly cloudy, isolated showers, mainly in the afternoon. The low, 64 to 69, high today up to 83, and that's pretty much across the strait, the state. That is, trade winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. By the by, our fire alarm went off twice last night where I live. And, you know, at midnight and then just before 3 o'clock. So I didn't really get a good night's sleep. I've been wondering why I can't talk today. All right, Aloha Power Equipment's Magic Mower Sale. It's Aloha Power's Magic Mower Sale. We have it. Okay, we've got mowers for the homeowner, and we've got mowers for the landscaper, those super-sized, and they're all in stock. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it, you name it. We've got the chainsaws, the blowers, the trimmers, the generators, and the mowers, because it's the Magic Mower Sale. You want them, we got them. We ship off island. We've got new shipments coming in daily. Aloha Power Equipment, Iwilei, next to the Costco gas station, and in Waipahu. And when I say make a left, I mean you're going west. And there's Waipahu Depot Road, and there it is. You'll see it right pretty much at the corner, almost at the corner. That's Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips. And tell them Danielle sent you. K-O-R-L, Waianae, Honolulu.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the golf club.
Bernard Bernanke, President, Golf Heritage Society. We love all things golf, playing, collecting, preserving history. We are a family, and you are invited. Bernard Bernanke, welcome into the clubhouse.
Hey, Danielle. Aloha to you and your audience. It's great to be with you again.
when you say we love all things golf, playing, collecting, preserving history, tell us about what the Golf Heritage Society is.
Well, I'm going to do a quick update. I am Vern Bernacki, the now past president of the Golf Heritage Society. After two rounds of 2 years each, I've putted out my last putt as the president, and the past president gets to do more outreach to golf associations and do more podcasts and elevate the interest in the history of the game of golf. So that's what we do. The Golf Heritage Society, golfheritage.org, welcomes young and old, all genders and all color of individuals who love the game of golf. Many of our folks play with different types of clubs. Your last commercial said, choose a club. I love that. Is it a 6-iron or a 7-iron? Well, for me, it's like, well, what am I playing? Am I playing classic clubs or hickories today? So we do a lot of different things. And,
that's wonderful.
Some of our folks, they love to collect the artwork and the ceramics and the print materials of the game of golf, the books. The historians love that. Guess what? There's also the architects and also the groundskeepers. They're passionate members of our society, bring their own spin to what they enjoy the most. That's who we are.
When you say they bring their own spin, what is their spin on, you know, what they want to have?
That's a really good question. We were at the golf superintendents meeting each of the last 3 years as their guests, and talking with them, you know, our members know about the people, the places, and the events of the game of golf, and have artifacts that bring the history of the game to life. So when you're talking to a golf course architect, they love to talk about the architects who designed the famous courses and the newest courses. And that's really fascinating conversation. Interesting that the superintendents enjoy that as well, but they also remember the players who were the top players of what era and on what courses, you know, on which side of the ocean. Fabulous stuff when you're talking with all these different types of golf-interested enthusiasts.
Oh, yeah. And we're going to talk something about the artifacts. And when I think of artifacts, you know, we always think of something that we've just dug out of the dirt. Don't we always dig the game out of the dirt, right? So I was thinking, the superintendents, what do they want to see in the museum that represents the history of their aspect?
It's fascinating. If we had a photo opportunity here, you know what lawnmowers are like.
Of course.
The current, they go back 25 years,
yeah.
25 more, 25 more, and they'll show you the kind that were pulled by horses, you know, to keep the rough in order. So fascinating stuff. They go way back.
That's amazing.
Do grooming.
When you say pulled by horses, you got to stop right there. I love horses. Okay, I've got this. But the horses are heavy. So they're pulling the lawnmower, but they've got those hoofs. So they're going to have to be careful not to make holes with the hoofs as they pull the lawnmower.
So one thing for sure, Danielle, I'm not an expert in that, but I'm sure they're not mowing the lawns after it rained. and I'm sure that the quarter horses, the big ones that pulled the Budweiser cart, are not the kind they're using. But anyway.
I'm a member of the Golf Heritage Society. I've always been fascinated with things that have come before us. So you have been a society for how long?
We are in our 53rd year, and our wonderful journal is fabulous. It's called The Golf, and we have a journal that shows all eras of the game, as fascinating questions, shows collectibles and auction results, stimulates readers to enjoy the people, places, and events. We highlight the upcoming Masters, for example. We do podcasts ourselves, and we do Zoom calls with famous people like Bobby Jones IV. He had wonderful insights. And we did Shirley Spork, one of the original LPGA founders. I was relating to your last guest in the LPGA amateur. Mm-hmm. And, we're really doing a lot to reach out to the women and really enjoy their history and their artifacts as well.
What were some of the insights from Bobby Jones IV?
Well, we advertise when we ask for the Zoom calls. We want to put on our Zoom calls information out there that you just don't find in books. And some of it is insider kinds of things. I'm not going to spill the beans, but our members can go to our website and find all of our archived podcasts. I think there's getting on 20 of them now. We just did one with Alistair Johnson, who was Arnold Palmer's manager and has one of the world's most amazing golf collections. Anyway, Bobby Jones IV really talked about what it was like after Bob Jones died, his grandfather passed, and talked about the relationship among the people that ran the Augusta organization. And there were some really heartwarming moments there. The emotion of losing the superstar and the relationships. It was just fascinating to hear how, as he was growing up, through his eyes as a younger person and then as an adult, how he saw things and how he translated them. It was a marvelous interview, really was.
Yeah, I bet. What website do we go to hear the podcasts?
Well, that sounds like a pitch, so I'll answer with a hit. Golfheritage.org is our website, and if everything's working well with the updated website, you're able to join online. We're $75 a year, and we're an amazing value. I like to say we're the best deal in the game of golf because you can archive all 53 years that we have on record of our journal, going back to the original letters between Joe Murdoch, who was a collector, and Bob Kuntz. Murdoch was a book collector in Philly, and Bob Kuntz was a club and ball collector in Dayton, Ohio area. Fascinating stuff.
Wow, that's nice. So golfheritage.org, $75 to become a member, and that's where you go if you're a member, and then you can access the podcasts. So you have Shirley Spork. Can you give us just a tease about what she talked about?
Absolutely. It was one of the best interviews. And we had Deb Wakis. There's an organization called Women in Golf Industry. Danielle, you're intimately familiar, so that's more for your audience. But the Women in Golf Industry is fabulous. And they promote the game in all of its aspects, and they support a lot of great things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Deb Wakis is one of their past presidents, mm-hmm. and remains very active and established the Marilyn Smith, another of the original founders. And they do a wonderful upcoming event in Arizona, in Phoenix area, an annual fundraiser, the Marilyn Smith Foundation. And it's just so much fun to know about and get more familiar with the original founders. Debbie has all of us sending pictures on number 13 anywhere we play and send them to her. And she'll post them, and it's a tribute to the founding 13 of the LPGA.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a fun thing for everybody to participate. Yeah. Anyway, Shirley Spork. This is in the 40s, and we interviewed her 6 months before she passed away. She was 94 at the time, and she was a hoot. Shirley Spork talked to us about the women traveling, trying to beat each other for a few bucks on the golf course, and then bunking out, sharing rooms, and sharing driving in the automobiles across the country. Remember what the cars were like in the 40s. The dust, the roads weren't always good, and they weren't always sure that they were safe, so they stuck together and took care of each other.
That's nice. Yes, it is. And Deb's going to be on the show. She's been on many times, and she'll be back on in April on Marilyn Smith's birthday. to talk just about all the things that you just covered. The Golf Golf Heritage Society is divided into 10 geographic regions, including international. Can you expand on that?
Sure. It's so much fun to think about all the different history in the Northeast, New England area, and the Boston-centric. And then you skip over to Chicago and their robust history. And believe it or not, there's ancient Gulf American history down in Florida and in the Carolinas. So then you move to the Midwest and the Iowa and all the way up into Wisconsin and the Northwest and California and Arizona where the Sun Belt is. So we have members and member events in all areas. And it's not always a play event. We love to have gatherings, our fellowship, to invite newcomers to learn about a little history or see some artifacts or bring something that they have from their family to ask if there's any kind of history or monetary value to it. So we play golf events, but we also do get-togethers to talk about artifacts and people, places, and things.
Yeah.
All of our—
Nice. John Fisher III wrote an inside story, and he talked about being a collector of postcards. And I had no idea that there was a name. A collector of postcards, deltology? How do you pronounce that word?
Trilogy?
Deltology?
Oh, you know, I don't even know.
Okay.
I don't even know.
Well, deltology is being a collector of postcards, and in this case with a golf theme. And he writes, I'm usually looking for courses with some sort of history, early courses, courses which have hosted major events, ones in my hometown in Cincinnati, or ones which are interesting or pretty. And while postcards were very popular from the turn of the century until World War I, modern cards are fairly hard to find. They're just not made other than for advertising today, with few exceptions. In the early days, postcards were like a text message today. A short message could be sent cheaply for just a penny. And mail service was really good. I like how he put that. For the 12 months ended June 30th, 1908, 677 million postcards were mailed in the United States, a time when the population of the country was less than 89 million. 677 million postcards flying across the United States when there's only 89 million. Yes, I can see why he would call it the text messaging of 1908. There's some really, really cool things on your site to discover. Really enjoyed it.
Danielle, if I can jump in there, you know, I'm a family physician, and that means you do a little bit of everything. So as a golf collector, yeah, there are balls and clubs and history books. And yes, I have some ceramics and some art pieces. But yeah, I've got about 1,000 of those postcards. And I didn't even know what that name was you called me.
It would be like a deltiologist.
Yeah. You know, on those postcards was that stamp. And some of my friends who are that postcard collector name, they're also philatelists. Those are the people that collect the stamps.
Yes. Where do they come up with these names? The reason I'm going, I don't know if I'm saying this right, is because this is a word I'd never come across, just like you. So deltiology. That's why
it
is. Deltiology, right?
So John is a past president. And he's on my speed dial if we want to bring him in. But I think he'd have shock if I brought him in. But anyway,
yes.
we were hoping when we were preparing this to talk a little bit about the classics.
Okay.
And the classics Tara, you want to go there a little bit?
Oh, yes. And we have about 2 minutes. I'm sorry. I really wanted to introduce you to the world of my audience, you know.
This is great.
Okay,
this
good.
This is great. Let's finish with this. Dower Ben Hogan cashes in. By the way, Arnold Palmer is the leading money winner in 1963. Any guesses on how much he raked in?
$25,000?
Yeah, something like that. I think it was 34 or something. But anyway, Ben Hogan in 1946 played with Demerit. And when Demerit was asked at Portland, would Hogan, already becoming renowned for his taciturn, not to say dour manner, had said during the semifinal, Demerit replied that when the two of them were playing, Hogan spoke to him on every green. And what he said was, "You're away."
You know, it's those relationships. I mean, we used to have a tournament, and it was usually played on the Big Island, on Hawaii Island, because there's Kauai, Oahu, Molokai, Lanai, Maui, and Hawaii. But, of course, the state is Hawaii, so we call it the Big Island, which I love that phrase because it's big and it's beautiful and it's got volcanoes and it's got beautiful lush. It's got every, you know, geology and geography. It's just a wonderful, wonderful island. And they come and to follow Gary Player and Jack Nicklaus and Arnold Palmer and, you know, whoever the fourth is. It was, then they would give each other, you know, so much grief. And you could follow really close and you'd listen to their conversations about, and they always gave each other a hard time, you know, trying to, and they weren't going to get rattled, right? How are they going to get rattled?
They're all great sportsmen.
Yes, they are, and they were. And I thank you. You're terrific. Bern Bernanke, past president, Golf Heritage Society. Thank you for being inside the clubhouse, and we'll talk again.
Aloha. Thank you.
All right. We want to thank the people who make this show possible, because without these sponsors, I wouldn't be here. Not that, you know, I don't make anything, but we have to pay expenses, you know, airtime. The Aloha Power Equipment's Magic Mower Sale is happening now. That's the Magic Mower Sale. We have mowers for the homeowner to the landscaper, supersized, you know, those gigantic ones. In stock, weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it, chainsaws, mowers, blowers, trimmers, generators, and the mowers are on sale. You want them? We got them, and we ship off island. Pro Camera Hawaii, quality cameras to capture the memories. Their staff will help you find exactly what you want, what you need, and if you don't know what to choose, hey, give a gift card to that person who... you're just not sure. Now, they're in the Pearl Kai Shopping Center. That's a really cool shopping center. You come off Mualua Freeway going west, get in the IA exit lane, stay to the left, and it should be like the second light down, and just make another left. The Honolulu Sign Company, branding banks and shopping centers and businesses and hotels since 1939. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing to do. But if you're not branded, you better get branded, because they can do it for you. You know, they can make you have a sign that says it all. And that sign can be made small. You can put it on your paper, whatever you want to do. At the Aloha Section PGA, you want to teach your children to play golf. It's a gift that lasts forever. And now I think I'm about to run out of time, but I'm not absolutely sure. So I'm asking, Nani takes care of everything on the other side of the board. I think it's like 8:29.
Yes.
We have a little bit more time. Yeah. Okay. So maybe I should go over just the tea times real quick to thank the people on Kapalua. There's a 10:40. And the Weekend Warriors are playing at the Royal Hawaiian Country Club. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. There's an 11 o'clock if you'd like to go out there. It's like almost like the open, it's wide open at Rojo Wine Country Club, the front nine, but sometimes they change the nine, so I could be wrong. And then the back nine is like going into Jurassic Park. It's just very, very cool. Okay, I've run out of time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2024.